Welcome to Nutrition for Me on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. Today's show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, our show's sponsor, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, offering solutions across all life stages. Revive Active are committed to pure, premium, and positive solutions for everyone's well-being needs, working with your body's needs from morning to night, from energy to restful sleep, kids' health to active aging. We've teamed up to provide UK Health Radio listeners with 15% off their entire range, so you can try it for yourself. Just go to reviveactive.com and use Radio 15 to see what feeling super is all about. I'm Dora Walsh, nutritionist and functional medicine practitioner, supporting you to overcome your health problems such as obesity, low immunity, chronic fatigue, skin conditions, digestive problems, out-of-control cravings, and much more. Join me each week on the Nutrition for Me show on UK Health Radio as I delve into the fascinating world of health and nutrition, focusing on the most important developments that can really aid us in our quest for health, energy, and longevity. This week, we'll be speaking to Master's Graduate in Nutrition and Integrative Health Practitioner Madison Rose Brooks about how she healed from a chronic illness at 22 years old using manifestation. You can find out more about her work on her website, Manifest with Madison, and also follow her on Instagram, LinkedIn, and TikTok. Just look up Manifest with Madison. Wellness and health often come down to what we eat, our rest, and how we recover. But many people forget to factor in what they believe and how they think and speak about their health and themselves. That's why it's so important to shine a light on all aspects of health and healing in the Nutrition for Me show on UK Health Radio. And I'm excited to speak to Madison about the deeper aspects of healing beyond nutrition on today's show. Welcome to the show, Madison. It's great to have you here.
Hello, Dora. Thank you so much for having me. And it's great to be here.
You have a wonderful story of healing from a chronic illness, an incurable illness at 22 years of age. That must have been really hard. We're going to talk about that and what you did. But before we go into that, tell us how you came to be a nutritionist.
Yeah, sure. So it really wrapped in together with my journey from my chronic illness and during my studies. I went to university and I originally started out studying around sport, and I quickly realized that my passion lies more into nutrition. Growing up, I was a very sporty individual, competing and into the wellness world. And I thought, actually, the nutrition world is where I want to go down. So I carried on and did my master's degree in nutrition, and it was towards the end of my studies, especially in writing up my dissertation, that I was starting to battle and started to see the signs of the chronic illness coming through. And it was around a week after I actually handed in my dissertation that I fell ill with my chronic illness, and that kind of started off a whole 9-month journey of healing and trying to find the answers for recovery.
Wow, that must have been really hard at such a young age.
Yes, it was very difficult, especially as I'm fresh out of university, hoping to start my career after 4 years of studying. I felt really excited to go out into the world, and I was watching my peers and my friends go ahead and do this. And unfortunately, there was me bedbound with this illness that I didn't really know nothing about. And yeah, it was definitely a journey. But when I look back now, I'm very grateful that it was something that I went through, because it definitely changed the trajectory of where I thought I was going after university, and I wouldn't be where I am today if it wasn't from going through that.
It's an amazing story, of resilience and really rising up when you were faced with something that you thought that you'd be stuck with forever. What was the condition, if you don't mind me asking?
Yeah, so I had chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia.
Right. And normally people think, they say that there isn't any cure for this, don't they?
Absolutely. Especially going back and forth with my GP and doing my own research online at the time, came back with no cure. There's nothing we can really do. But because I already had a little bit of understanding around holistic healing and from doing my graduate degree, I really didn't want to take no for an answer, especially being so young and thinking I've got my whole life ahead of me. This was not something that I wanted to be stuck with and be dealing with for the rest of my life. So I just never took no for an answer from the start.
Were you always this, or did you read some motivational books or watch something to change your mindset when you were faced with this terrible diagnosis?
Yeah, so getting that diagnosis so young was really, truly a wake-up call for me. And I went through, I'd say, a little bit of a spiritual awakening at the time. So I've always been someone who's very open-minded to different things throughout life. But during that time, faced with that, I really didn't want to take no for an answer. So I started to go down a little bit more of a rabbit hole and thinking, okay, what can I do and how can I get better? Because there's no way that I'm going to live the rest of my life through that. So I started diving into more around kind of a little bit more finding other practitioners. And this is around the time when I came across, which you might already know, Dr. Joe Dispenza and Dr. Bruce Lipton and their work. And I was fascinated. And it was a light bulb moment in my mind where I was like, oh, okay, I can do this. I have no idea how long maybe it's going to take me. And I'm not going to worry about the time frame because this is not going to be my reality forever. And I started to reach out to other people who had been on a bit of a similar journey to myself and had a lot of questions that I wanted answers about what they have done and how have they gone through this journey. And that really helped me with motivation and inspiration during that time where I was sick, bedbound, and couldn't really do much at all. So I found a lot of light through their work and reaching out to other people, which kind of then took me down on a journey on how I could then continue to help myself.
Amazing story. Now let's go just back a bit about when you're first diagnosed at age 22. You're just out of uni, you've studied sports and you've studied a master's in nutrition and you're ready to go out into the world. They tell you've got chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia. What were your symptoms at that time?
Yeah, sure. So for a lot of people that maybe also have chronic fatigue syndrome or have, they might have noticed that it might have started with a viral infection. I finished university, handed my dissertation in the September, but 6 months prior to that, I actually got sick with a viral infection. So I was absolutely fine. One day came down with viral infection and it completely wiped me off my feet for 2 weeks. And that was the first time that I'd properly felt ill since I was a young child, and it took me around 2 weeks to get over that. But for the next 6 months, I never really felt truly 100%. So during that time, of course, I was still doing my studies, I was working, I was doing what any old 21, 22 year old was doing, going out with friends, trying to have a good time and doing all the things, but still wasn't feeling myself. And through that, then around 6 months later, I literally just woke up one morning and it was my body just said no. And it sounds quite dramatic, but that was literally the feeling that I had. And I was thinking, oh, okay, I'm not very well at all. I don't feel like I can get out of bed. I feel really ill. I just thought, oh, I've been on holiday during the summer prior to handing in my dissertation. Maybe I'm just a little bit run down and I just need to take some time to relax. So a week had gone by and I started to have, you know, some thoughts. And I knew in the back of my mind that I don't feel well. So the symptoms that I had was fatigue, but with chronic fatigue, it's to a whole new level. So my body just felt absolutely exhausted. No amount of sleep could get rid of the tiredness that I was experiencing. No amount of rest. The pain throughout my body was quite unbearable. A lot of brain fog was my main three symptoms to start with. That just wasn't really budging or going anywhere. Of course, I went to my GP, wanted to get an appointment. Had a lot of questions again, thinking something's not right and I need a little bit of help. And this kind of went on for around 3 months for me to actually get a proper kind of diagnosis, because I'd been to the doctor during those 6 months of before I got really ill, thinking something's not right. I was getting those symptoms, those kind of trickling in a little bit. So the fatigue, the brain fog and the pain throughout my body, which was pins and needles, which some people also may experience with fibromyalgia, what was terrible. And especially with the brain fog, all the clients that I've worked with in the past and people I spoke to that have also experienced these symptoms, that with the brain fog, I would have to wear sunglasses at home a lot of the time just because the light sensitivity was too much as well. So when you're ill, one of the things that you want to do is maybe scroll on your phone, scroll on Netflix, chill out a little bit and rest. But even that was too much at the start. So I just found myself, the only thing that I could do was listen to podcasts or music. And that's when I came across Joe Dispenza and Bruce Lipton, which really helped to carry me through. And like I said, gave me that light that I needed.
So those were the first steps. So your doctor's not giving you much hope. You decided, I'm not going to give up. You're listening to these podcasts on audio because you can't watch on your phone or on TV or computer or anything like that because of the light sensitivity. What was it that helped you to get to the point where you could manifest a new level of health and leave these symptoms behind? So you said you were listening to the work of Joe Dispenza and Bruce Lipton, but are there any steps that you took that really made a difference to you?
Yeah, so from their work, I really started to understand and learn more about how our thoughts and emotions literally shape our brain and our body. So when we are thinking the same thoughts and feeling the same emotions and we keep repeating the same patterns, our life won't necessarily change unless we start to make a change to that. But when we change our thoughts and our emotional states, our brain starts to form new connections. And over time, this can help to rewire our personality and our reality. And what they like to call it is our personality can create our new reality. So by diving into this a lot more, I started to realize how our network, especially my subconscious mind, could have been holding me back. And I started to do a lot of work on myself as well. So I really started to reflect on how have I got here, even though it literally felt like I've woken up one morning and I've been faced with this awful chronic illness and I've got this diagnosis. There's things that I've been playing maybe in the background of my life that I haven't necessarily been paying attention to. And I started to do a deeper dive into those areas, thinking, okay, how have I got here at such a young age? And I didn't want to play the victim mentality. I just knew that I wanted to get better. And I said, I'm pretty open-minded. And I thought, I'm going to do whatever it is that I can to get there. From reading into their work and realizing how our personality creates our personal reality, I really didn't want to fall down into the victimhood of thinking, oh, I've been diagnosed with this chronic illness. This is my reality. Straight away, I flipped down its head and said, no, this is not going to be my reality. And I'm not going to make this my personality for the rest of my life. And I'm going to start changing that. Some of the steps that I first started to take was by really working on my emotional and my mental health. So I recognized how a lot of chronic stress had really played a part in me also falling ill over time. And this stress had been building up for many years. Doing a master's degree is stressful in itself and writing a dissertation, but there was many stresses on top of that during my life that maybe I'd pushed to one side that I didn't really think was a priority. But now I have no choice but to see that as a priority and something that I need to address. One of the first things I did was started going to therapy just by starting off with cognitive behavioral therapy to start with, which really helped me. And that slowly progressed into hypnotherapy and EMDR as well, which I found really useful. And I was quite grateful and already in maybe a better position to maybe somebody else because I already had this background in nutrition and holistic wellness. So I also started to work with my own nutritional therapist because every coach needs a coach. And I knew that I need some hand holding along this journey, someone that's going to help guide me and work through this with me. So I hired my own nutritional therapist after a little while I started therapy, and she helped me on my journey as well. And we started to dive deep into my symptoms and what was going on. And we did some functional medicine testing around that same time as well, which really just helped to get the kind of the ball rolling for me, which I found really useful to start.
You did so many things. You did the cognitive behavioral therapy, the hypnotherapy, the EMDR, and your own nutritional therapies to address what was going on in your body. Let's start with the cognitive behavioral therapy. How did that help you?
Yeah, massively. So it was probably the first time that I'd really spoken to someone in that setting and brought up some things of stressful situations that have happened in my life and felt safe for the first time to really speak about them in that type of setting, which I found very freeing. The weight had been lifted off my chest. So even though I have close family members and close friends, sometimes we don't always speak about some of the things that have maybe upset us during our life or some stressful situations that we've been through. Or someone that was brought up thinking we just get on with it and we carry on going. But sometimes it's so very important to speak about those things that maybe are holding us back and they are weighing on our chest, because now, as a practitioner as well, our emotional health and our physical health are so intertwined with each other. And if we're trying to get better from our physical symptoms, then we really do need to address our emotional and our mental health as well, about how we could be unconsciously holding ourselves back, and our emotions affect our physical health and vice versa. So I found that so useful to be in that safe setting and start speaking to someone and opening up about some of the stressful situations that was weighing quite heavy on my chest at the time. And I said it felt a breath of fresh air, and it was quite lovely to experience that.
It's great that you actually were able to get it out, because as you say, things can weigh on people's chests. And that's such a good point to mention, because when we're having unresolved trauma, unresolved upsets, unresolved hurt, I feel from seeing clients over many years, that can definitely have a devastating impact on health, because sometimes there are these resentments and it just takes energy away from us, doesn't it?
Absolutely, 100%. And it's not always our fault and what happens to us and what we experience throughout our lives, but it's always our responsibility to heal from that. Otherwise, that starts leaking into maybe other areas of our health or onto other people. And that's where I talk about, we don't want to fall into the trap of victimhood as well, because you know it's maybe not our fault, or maybe different traumas we've experienced throughout our life, but then it is our responsibility and how we're going to show up and deal with that. And ultimately, everyone just wants the best for themselves. And at first, it can feel a little bit daunting, a little bit scary to maybe deal with some of those stressful situations that we're holding on to. But it really does help to set us free in the long run. And we all deserve that.
Yeah, such good points. Now, we're going to be talking a lot more about manifesting with Madison and how she recovered from a chronic disease, chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Sarah wasn't bad at her job, she was stuck in hidden grief. After her dog died, she took a sales role just to stay busy. But every pitch felt empty. A Cogna Movement session uncovered that she was seeking the warmth of her dog rather than serving her clients. Using our patented movement and sensory patterns, she cleared the grief and rocketed to the top. What hidden emotion is holding you back? Try our Essentials program at the special UK Health Radio rate. Visit cognamovement.com/radio. Or click on the Cogna Movement banner on the UK Health Radio homepage. Results vary.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on the Nutrition for Me show on UK Health Radio. And I'm speaking to Madison Rose Brooks about using manifestation to heal from a chronic illness at 22 years old. We talked about, Madison, how this CBT really helped you to release a lot of issues that you felt were weighing on you. And you also mentioned that you use hypnotherapy. How did that work for you?
Yeah, so cognitive behavioral therapy is something that I started with. And then we also went into hypnotherapy and EMDR. And I can remember one of the first sessions that I had with my therapist at the time, we did some hypnotherapy and EMDR. And at first, you know, my understanding of hypnotherapy was just like those videos that you see as a child on a film where someone falls asleep and you flip their finger and you're awake again. And it was nothing like that. It was taking me through quite a deep meditation and rewiring my brain of past traumatic situations that I've been through and creating a healthier ending. And again, that was fantastic. And I can remember walking out one of the first sessions that I had, literally feeling a brand new person. And that was still during the time, I was a few months in, I'm going through my chronic illness, and I walked out of the session with my therapist, and it literally felt, again, a weight had been lifted off my shoulders and the fog had been lifted. I was still dealing with all the symptoms. Of course, day by day, I was slowly getting better, but they were still there at the time. And I walked out, and it was as though those symptoms had been lifted. And it was a little bit of nudge, and that I'm going in the right direction, and everything that I'm doing, it is helping, and I'm going to get there. And it just gave me, again, that motivation and inspiration to carry on going.
You also did EMDR. Tell us a bit about what that is for people that don't understand what that is or haven't heard about it.
Yeah, sure. So it's a therapy that helps the brain to process traumatic memories that maybe we have stored away because we no longer use them due to the distress that it's caused. But what we, with EMDR, by recalling maybe a disturbing experience while following side-to-side visual stimulation. So for instance, what my therapist did was I would watch her kind of move her hands, her fingers in a certain direction, and that helps with the emotional charge of the memory. So it really helps for individuals to see the event from a different and less distressing perspective. And it can relieve any symptoms of anxiety or fear or avoidance. So that may be traumatic experience that someone has experienced in their past. We want to rewrite that ending so we no longer see it as a traumatic stored event in the body, which is something that we would like to work through.
It's something that maybe our listeners haven't heard about, but I'm learning a bit more about EMDR and in terms of using that physical movement of the eyes to rewire things. And it's amazing that you tried so many different modalities and combined with your own nutritional plan and self-belief. Which one do you think helped you the most?
I would probably say CBT and EMDR probably helped me the most out of those therapies because it was the first time that I'd really been in a clinical setting, speaking to someone and being in that safe environment. So CBT really helped to just get those fingers off my chest. And with the EMDR, that really just helped my brain to process the traumatic experience that I experienced in a more healthy manner. So the anxiety that I also had and some of the panic attacks that I used to experience, it really helped for me to remove it through those. And because anxiety was something that I'd also experienced in a day-to-day from day to day, but now I can say anxiety is definitely something that I do not experience unless I'm running late for the train or I've woken up late and it's thinking, oh, I'm going to be late. So I'm really grateful for that, of what I've experienced.
It's so great that you didn't have to resort to taking anti-anxiety meds or antidepressants. Now, obviously, we're not criticizing those medications and some people do really need them, but it's best to try and support yourself and to be as healthy as possible before going down those avenues. So it's great because I do see a lot of people suffering from terrible anxiety and they think that these meds are the only way to go.
Yes, absolutely. I'm just the same as you. Whatever someone feels is best for them, whether that's medication or not, then that's totally in somebody's right and what and how they'd want to deal with something. But for me personally, medication was never on the table. I didn't want to rely on that for the rest of my life. I wanted to go dive deep in first and really deal with these issues head on. And that's just the way that I've always been from a young little girl. I'm not necessarily one to take medication. I try to avoid it where I can. In moments of my life, I've definitely not been able to avoid it. And I've been very grateful that it's been there to help. But for something like this, where I knew that there was other alternative methods out there to help me with what I was going through, then that seemed much more suited for myself.
You also worked on your own nutritional plan with a nutritional therapist. Tell us what you did to support your health from a nutritional perspective. and also lifestyle too.
Yeah, so although I felt I was already eating pretty healthy, studying nutrition, really interested in the wellness world, but she really helped tailor it down to what my body was lacking and what it needed to really help support me through chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia. So she helped personalize my own dietary plan. So this looked at, including certain foods, increasing certain antioxidants, fiber, balancing my blood sugar levels and looking into what vitamins and minerals I was a little bit low in that I really need to increase my intake of. And through that, we also supported that with supplementation. So where I was low in certain areas, supplementation really helps to give you that boost that the body needs and tailoring that to my needs, which I found super useful. And also with the lifestyle factors. So as much as I was also seeing a therapist to help with the CBT side of things, we also looked at sleep and how I was actually allowing my body to rest as I was slowly getting better as well. So with my sleep and my stress, different lifestyle practices, everything from how I cook my food, what I cook my food with, the importance of, not necessarily using seed oils and using more healthy alternatives, olive oil or butter or ghee, for instance. So we really went into a lot more detail with that. And we also did some functional medicine testing as well. So around my gut health and my hormones, which provided a lot of information.
It's great that you did that 360 on everything. Give us a snapshot of what your diet looked then when you were recovering.
Yeah, so we really concentrated on having three balanced, nourishing meals a day and making sure that from these meals was not spiking our blood sugar level. So really concentrating on protein and increasing my fat intake and carbs, because prior to getting sick, I was a very active individual. So I was going to the gym 5, 6 times a week, more of a bodybuilding style training at the time. I was hiking a lot, and I would say that my calorie intake was probably not as high as it should have been for all the exercise that I was doing. So we really had to increase my calories at the time and making sure that I am getting enough energy by the food that I'm consuming and having balanced meals throughout the day, concentrating on my protein and my fat intake and also fiber. For myself, I don't have any kind of dietary restrictions, although at the start, I did limit my intake of gluten because I found that was causing some of the brain fog that I was experiencing when I was consuming those foods. We limited the gluten intake at the beginning, which, because we also did a gut health test, I found that was something that I needed to do short term and concentrated more on whole foods and a lot of antioxidants. So thinking about blueberries, it was one of the foods that I was consuming every single day. Also making sure that I was getting enough fat into my diet as well, because we found that was something that I was not consuming enough of.
What did your breakfast look to get yourself started in on the day?
Exactly the same as what I'm still eating today. I'd always start the day with having an omelette or scrambled eggs. I usually just mix it up throughout the week of how I like my eggs. So I'd either start with an omelette or with scrambled eggs, and I would usually have that either on some toast. At the beginning, it was obviously gluten-free, or with a side of oatmeal as well, and having loads of toppings with that. So blueberries, flax seeds, some honey, or with some raspberries as well. So getting a nice range, that is something that's going to keep me going until lunch.
What about lunch and dinner then?
Yeah, so I'm a bit of a creature of habit, so I will tend to stick to the same foods, and I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I say to my clients, I offer you a wide range of a diet plan, but if you like to stick to the same foods and you don't get bored of it, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But with lunch, sometimes I'd stick with either salmon or chicken and having that with a portion of rice or with some sweet potato, or it might look like leftovers from the night before. So if I've cooked a chili, for instance, then I'll always keep myself an extra serving for lunch for the next day. And if I'm out and about, it's really easy to just take on the go with me. If I'm limited to having a fridge or somewhere to warm up my food, for instance. So that is something that I would usually keep to. And the dinner on an evening is pretty much the same. I do eat a lot of steak. That is probably one of my favorite meals, cooking steak. And again, sticking to proteins, salmon, having eggs for breakfast, chicken, steak is what I kind of base my meals around.
What kind of supplements were you taking? Because you mentioned that she helped you with a few supplements to get yourself back on track. What was it that worked for you?
Yeah, we really started up with some CoQ10 at the start, especially people that are sort of struggling with chronic fatigue. We know that CoQ10 can really help with boosting your energy levels up and making sure that's going to help with fatigue. Also, I started taking a multivitamin, really concentrating on getting enough B vitamins. So I was pretty low in B12 and B6, which makes sense of why I was also feeling quite fatigued. My energy levels was really low. And also vitamin D. So we found that my vitamin D levels was also on the lower side. And we really started to support my immune system as well, because I said at the start, what maybe triggered everything, I believe, was that viral infection. And just by running some blood tests, we saw that my immune markers were a little bit on the lower side. We really, from that multivitamin as well, by having some vitamin D, vitamin C and zinc and iron, really helped to boost up my immune system to making sure that I was fighting fit and getting better as each day was passing.
These are key nutrients for immunity, so it's great that you incorporated that into your plan. We're going to be talking a lot more about using manifestation to heal from a chronic illness when you were 22 years old, Madison. There are a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
Imagine. Every day, clients walk into your office with their concerns about intimacy, identity, desire, and trauma. Questions that require more than basic training. Emotional and sexual dynamics are evolving, and today's professionals must evolve with them. We hear from parents unable to start conversations with their children around identity. Too often, adolescents have learned their sexual ideas from the internet. Couples have difficulty communicating about sex with each other. At the International Institute of Clinical Sexology, you can gain the specialized skills and knowledge to address those issues with confidence. Whether you are a therapist, coach, educator, or other healthcare professional, our advanced certifications and PhD program empower you to become a highly skilled, sought-after sex therapist. Expand your expertise. Elevate your earning potential. Start your journey today with the International Institute of Clinical Sexology. Imagine making a difference in our world. Learn more at clinicalsexologyphd.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio, and I'm speaking with Madison Rose Brooks. You can find out more about her work on her website, manifestwithmadison.com. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
And also, you've got a massive social media following, so definitely check her out on Instagram at manifestwithmadison. Also on TikTok and LinkedIn as Madison Rose Brooks. And we're talking about a really important topic that goes beyond just nutrition, because it's all about using manifestation to heal from illness, which Madison had at 22 years of age, chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, which people do think is incurable, but somehow she managed with many different techniques to step out of that identity and become healthy again, using cognitive behavioral therapy, EMDR, hypnotherapy, nutritional therapy, if she had believed, and listening to all these podcasts. So it's a really inspirational story, reminding us that healing happens on many different levels, not just nutritional and rest, but on the emotional and the spiritual level. And we have to think about all of this, don't we, Madison?
Yes, the two go very much combined together. I said our emotional health and our physical health are so intertwined when we are healing from any sort of chronic illness, and the two should definitely be addressed together.
You also talked about doing some functional testing for your gut. What is it that you were testing? Was it a stool testing that you did?
Yeah, so I did a stool test, which really looked at my gut health. And I also did a Dutch test. So the Dutch test is the triiodurine test for comprehensive hormones. And it helps measure your hormone metabolites and give you a deeper picture of your stress and sex hormones and learn how your body is metabolizing your hormones, which was really useful for me.
It's great. And what action points did you take from those testings?
Yeah, so from those two tests, so from the stool test, I could see that there was a little bit of an imbalance within my gut microbiome. So some certain bad bugs that was a little bit overgrown that we didn't necessarily want to see, which also explained one of the minor symptoms that I was also experiencing was a little bit of a bloating and abdominal pain. And with the Dutch test, we could see that my hormones were quite low for my age at the time. So what we really wanted to do is work on that as well. So that helps to tailor and incorporate some supplements as well. So supporting my adrenals. So as my hormones was a little bit low, we really wanted to support my adrenal health due to the chronic stress that I had been experiencing for multiple of years, manifested in those levels being quite low, and also with my gut health. So adding in some certain antimicrobials to really help repopulate the good bugs within my gut microbiome.
Yeah. And what were you doing to support your adrenals? Is it B-vitamins and magnesium or anything else?
Yeah, so the adrenal supplement that I was taking was a little bit of a mixture. So I started off taking some ashwagandha to start with, also an adrenal complex as well to really help lower my stress levels down. Also with magnesium, which is still something that I take every single day and can never go without my magnesium. And also with the vitamin B complex as well.
These adrenal complexes are really wonderful. And as a practitioner myself, I see a lot of people suffering with adrenal symptoms where they've really maxed out their adrenals through years of chronic stress. But the good point is that there are many nutrients that can help us to support the adrenal gland function, and rest and recuperation can really help you turn that around. Now, how do you support your clients? Do you work with clients now that have suffered from chronic fatigue?
Yeah, so I primarily help both men and women with their hormone health or their gut health. And there are multiple pillars that can lie under that as well. So sometimes with our hormones, it could be that we're dealing with maybe irregular periods or fatigue or PCOS, for instance. And with our gut health, it could be acid reflux, bloating, constipation, for instance, abdominal pain or food sensitivities. So those are what I help my clients with. And there's always fatigue lying around within them as well. And sometimes that they have maybe been given a diagnosis, or they feel this is what they're dealing with, but they haven't necessarily received a diagnosis. So I meet them where they are and help form a plan together so they can start progressing moving forward.
Do you work on all levels with them? So the nutrition and the advising them on the emotional aspects too?
Yes, so we'll cover everything. So from the nutrition side, the supplements, the lifestyle factors, and I also do functional medicine testing with my clients as well. So really take more of an integrative approach.
Tell us about what somebody could do if they want you to work with you one-to-one. Do you have any specific mentorship programs?
Yeah, so I have two services that I offer. So if somebody wanted to work with me over a longer period of time, I have my 3-month mentorship, which can be extended to 6 months. And we'll work together from our very first appointment. We'll go over a client's whole health history. I really like to go from the beginning of when someone was first born up until now to get that full picture of their whole health history, so we can understand and maybe experiences that they've been through throughout their life has led them to where they are now. And I'm there to help guide them on that journey during those 3 months or those 6 months. Oh, I also have my 90-minute consultation. So it's called 90 Minutes to Better Health. And during that 90-minute consultation, again, we'll go over a whole client's health history, sending them forms to fill out prior to the consultation. Within those 90 minutes, we can cover everything that they're experiencing, what they're going through, and they would then receive their 90-day protocol from me to go away and follow if they feel they don't need maybe as much hand-holding on the way.
What kind of feedback are you getting from your clients with regard to turning around their health?
Yeah, no, amazing. I definitely always say to my clients, give yourself at least 12 weeks, 3 months to see a lot more positive changes within the body. So that is why I always start with the 3 month mentorship and then with the option to extend over to 6 months. So you can give your body a little bit of time to start adapting to the changes that you're making through your nutrition, through the changes that you're making to your sleep or your exercise and the supplements that you are taking. And my clients always start to see a positive change within the first couple of weeks. But I always say living up to 12 weeks to really see those stubborn symptoms that you feel you haven't been able to budge start to fall away. And I love when I'm working with clients and as the weeks go by, we'll reflect on how they've been feeling, what they're experiencing. And sometimes maybe in week six, I'll go over some of the symptoms that they came to me in their first session and they'll start to realize, oh, that's not really, I hadn't realized that that's not something I've been experiencing over the past couple of weeks. And it's lovely to see that within them as well. And they start to notice the improvements that they're making within themselves, because when we're going on that journey within ourselves, we can get caught up on all the things that we're still yet to achieve, that we don't always reflect back on how far we've come over a certain amount of weeks. So that's always lovely to see.
How can people reach out to you? Is it via your website that they can book on for the 90-minute consult or the three-month plan?
Yeah, so by my website, Manifested Medicine, on Instagram, Manifested Medicine, or on LinkedIn, Madison Rose Brooks, you can connect with me, book in for a free health consultation if you want to just have a little bit of a chat beforehand, or send me an email, and I'm always on hands to help.
It's been so wonderful to talk to you about what's holding people back from healing, and it's multifaceted, and it's been wonderful to get those tips from the CBT to the EMDR to the hypnotherapy to the belief, and also how you think and talk about yourself, as well as the nutritional therapy, the diet and the rest. And I hope you'll come on the show again, Madison. I could talk to you all day.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure for you having me. And I really hope that my journey inspires someone else who may be going through a similar thing, because there's always light at the end of the tunnel. And if I can heal from a chronic illness that apparently has no cure, then there's no reason why somebody else can't.
This is exactly what the show on UK Health Radio is all about. It's hope and showing people that there are many different routes to healing and health, and we just have to open up the doors. So it's been wonderful to talk to you about how you turned around that chronic illness at 22 years of age using your own manifestation techniques. You've been an amazing success at that, and we really hope it continues to go well for you with your clinic at www.manifestwithmadison. People do reach out to her if you're interested in her work, and also follow her on Instagram at manifestwithmadison, also on TikTok at manifestwithmadison, and look her up on LinkedIn, Madison Rose Brooks. And listeners, I really hope you've enjoyed the show as much as I've enjoyed presenting it. Join us again next week on the Nutrition for Me show on UK Health Radio. Today's show is brought to you in association with Revive Active, our show sponsor, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, offering solutions across all life stages. Revive Active are committed to pure, premium, and positive solutions for everyone's well-being needs. Working with your body's needs from morning to night, from energy to a restful sleep, kids' health to active aging. We've teamed up to provide UK Health the Radio listeners with 15% off their range, so you can try it for yourself. Just go to reviveactive.com and use Radio 15 to see what feeling super is all about. And until next week, thank you and goodbye.